If I traded it all.
So welcome back, everyone. Well, you know, it's Mother's Day this coming weekend. And of course, since it's Mother's Day, I had to have my friend, Deborah Olson, who is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. Welcome back to my show. You're calling in. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you do, and thank you for being back on.
Oh, Carol, thank you so much. It's such a pleasure and a joy to be with you again today. I just look forward to being your guest every time, and it's just such a special time to share with you, my friend, and with our audience about the merits of female connection. And yes, it's really a special week right now as we lead up to Sunday, Mother's Day. It's a time to really focus on not only our mothers who do so much for all of us, but also for sisters, for girlfriends, for all the women in our life that make such a difference every day. It's the perfect time to really bring that to the forefront.
Now, I want you to talk a little bit about you and how you came about writing this book, but what your background first a little bit, because you also can help people in certain areas that deal with, they might be dealing with issues with their girlfriends, right?
Yes, absolutely. So my book is a culmination of several things. First of all, I was an RN in my first career. I went into nursing after I went to nursing school following high school. I worked in OBGYN in high-risk OB, so I really specialized in women's health and loved it. It was an awesome career for me. And then I had my own babies. I stayed home for a while as a stay-at-home mommy. And then I decided to go back, and I either wanted to go back into OB or I decided what really seemed to fit me at that time was to pursue a degree in psychology. And so I got first a bachelor's degree and then a master's degree in clinical psychology, which allowed me to open my own private practice here in Texas in the Houston area, and I've now been in practice for nearly 2 decades. And it's been a wonderful journey to partner with women in their emotional struggles, in their challenges with either friendships, life transition, post-divorce issues, empty nest issues, whatever it is. And during the last 2 decades, I've worked with so many lovely ladies. So my book draws on my years of experience as a psychotherapist, as a nurse working in OBGYN, and also from my years of just having great girlfriends in my life. I talk about my own female friendships in my book, and I tell some personal stories about what they've done for me, how they've been my angel when I really needed that. And I did my own personal research. I developed my own questionnaire called the Friendship Questionnaire, and I put it out to 200 ladies from coast to coast. I got those back. I looked at the trends that women across the lifespan from 20-something to 60, 70-something thought about friendship. I ask very in-depth questions to really make them think about their own friendships, like what do you bring to the friendship table? And what do you look for in a true friendship? What does that feel like and look like to you? The results were amazing, and I included a lot of those results from my questionnaire in the book. And then the other thing I did is I looked at what is out there, what is being done in research at robust, you know, research. What is it telling us at the big institutions throughout the country? I looked at stuff coming out of Stanford to Northwestern to Harvard, Yale, all across the nation. What are prestigious institutions telling us about the merits of female connection? And I included that in my book as well.
Now, the book has many awards as well.
It has, and I'm happy to share with you. You may not know this, but the last time I was on your show, my book had won 5 literary awards in 2020. Well, as of a couple weeks ago, I got my 6th literary award in 2021.
Wow.
And I am just so pleased by this because I didn't even realize that there was a more outstanding award that was out there that I still could grab. And I was notified by this company that my book had this new award, and I was just so elated. It was the most, it was just such a gift. So the book has now 6 awards, and I'm proud to say that this is my first book, which makes it, for me, a very humbling experience because as a brand new author to get 6 awards right out of the gate. It's just a pretty awesome thing.
So it is awesome. And so congratulations on that. This book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. Now, Mother's Day is around the corner, and it doesn't matter, best friends with her or just have a relationship with, it doesn't matter. It's going to bring you closer to as well. It's a wonderful gift to give to mom or even to yourself, you know. We're going to talk a little bit about also – we're going to talk about how it's wonderful if you have book clubs, even if you're doing them virtually right now, which I think a lot of people still are doing these things that way because they've become so fun to do that way. It's a wonderful book for a book club as well. We're going to open up the lines of the audience for everyone to call in and get entered in to win a book. The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends. It's How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. And our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Okay, let's talk a little bit about, so moms and daughters, some of them have great relationships, right? Some of them don't.
Right. Yes, and that is absolutely true. Some moms and daughters are very close, and they have just a wonderful kind of a friendship. As adults, we become friends with our parents and daughters. But then sometimes it's not an easy road for some people. They have a lot of challenges in the mother-daughter relationship. I would like to share with you some more great news, Carol, today, and that is that my own daughter here in Houston gave birth to a healthy baby boy.
Oh, congratulations, Grandma!
Thank you. I am so excited. And, you know, although this is my 7th grandchild, it's not my first, but it's my 7th, but it feels like the first every time. And little Jude Adair, which we just love his little name, Jude Adair, was born to my daughter Brooke and her husband Alan on April the 2nd, and I've been over there to their home helping them and helping the little family because this is her 3rd baby. She has 3 little ones, with the oldest one just being a brand-new 3-year-old, so 3-year-old, 1-year-old, and a newborn. It's a pretty busy house.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's
so
been busy.
Been a lot. Yeah, and I just want to share with you, Carol, that this is all fresh in my mind today, and it's the perfect time to talk about how we can partner as moms and daughters to really have a closeness during the time when our daughters are giving birth and also helping them with their children as their children are growing. And I just have to say it's such a gift to me as the grandmother and the mother to be able to be there with my daughter and share in this joy and to know that I'm helping her and making a difference because she's obviously sleep deprived. She's awake every night trying to nurse the baby.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to talk a little bit about how we as parents go through journeys with our children, especially women and you know, as moms with our daughters. I think that's a huge thing. And it's wonderful to see as they grow up, and it doesn't happen with everyone, but lots of them where we do are now friends. It's a whole different relationship. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
But it's a wonderful thing. It's part of the growth, I think. Now, when you say this book, we're going to give it away to people to call and get entered in to win. Tell us the reason why you think this is such a wonderful gift to give to somebody for Mother's Day.
I think it's a great gift to give to anybody, sister, friend, mother, mother-in-law, because it's such a great little tool for how to navigate sometimes the troubled waters of friendship or female relationships. And the book is chock full of all kinds of really hands-on tools. And I also share through real-life experiences that I have had myself or people I know have had. And I share those in a real-life way so that people understand that, yeah, this happened to me. Oh, this is some ways that I can in the future deal with this in a more effective way, in a healthier way. So the book it's a self-help book for sure, but it's also so much more than that. And it's a heartwarming book that I think people, when they start getting into the pages of it, realize, wow, I can relate to this. I've had women all ages come up to me at my book events. And I just did another book event last week in person, my first one that's post-COVID in person after a keynote address I gave last week at some business women's here in Houston's their April meeting, and they had me do a book signing after. Women came up and said, oh, my gosh, I'm buying 5 books today. I'm giving one to all my best friends for Mother's Day because what you just shared about your book, that's exactly what my friends need to know.
I totally agree. I totally agree. I love your book. I think that people we're talking women here. We really are just talking women here, but we all understand, especially when you talk about troubled waters, we can have the bestest, closest friends. Us women, sometimes we have those little differences, right? And
yes,
little different kind of relationships than men have. This book is great for any woman, honestly. You give it to yourself, give it to your daughters, give it to your friends, give it to your mom. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. Hang tight. We'll be back in just a minute.
With nearly 2 decades of experience helping women, author and counselor Deborah A. Olson's exciting new book, The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection, is now available. Women thrive on connection, and research studies continue to show that we are happier and healthier when we share close connections with other women. The Healing Power of Girlfriends provides an engaging combination of personal anecdotes, scientific research, and helpful therapeutic advice. Get your copy today at Amazon.com.
If you own rental properties anywhere in the Valley, Denali Real Estate can provide you with the best overall value, guaranteed. Denali Real Estate Property Management offers 6% management fee, no startup fees, no long-term contracts, and a money-back guarantee. Mention KFNX and we'll fill your first vacant property for free. Please call 480-626-4062. That's 480-626-4062. Or visit our website, DenaliArizona.com.
Looking for a way to make your New Year's resolutions actually stick? Hypnotherapy could be the answer you've been looking for. Get started the right way by working with expert practitioner T with Energy. You can break free from unhealthy habits and behaviors by calling T with Energy at 480-369-1683. Make the choice to enhance your quality of life today. For a free consultation, call or text 480-369-1683 or toll free 833-ENERCHI. Energy.me.
What if I told you that getting Medicare coverage doesn't have to be a complicated process? Are you tired of being confused with the many coverage options available to you with Medicare? At Tapestry Insurance Group, let us help by taking the confusion and complication out of your Medicare options so you can get the coverage you need. Some available plans have no additional premium and may help lower your out-of-pocket costs. There's never a cost for a consultation with one of our licensed agents, so don't delay. Contact us at 602-541-7656 or visit tapestryinsurancegroup.com.
Men, if you would like a better sex life, stronger erections, and help from suffering of erectile dysfunction, then VJuve Med Spa is your answer. All treatments are non-invasive without drugs or surgery and are incredibly affordable. For more information or to schedule a free consultation, visit VJuve.com, VJUV.com, or call 480-593-5400, 480-593-5400 for the relief you've been looking for. Let VJuve make you a better you.
Retirement planning works best the earlier it begins. You can build a strong financial future when you partner with The Wealth Store. At The Wealth Store, we build relationships with our clients, count on unbiased recommendations and impartial guidance, a commitment to ethics and integrity, fully licensed and credentialed. Call 623-748-3920 or visit twsfinancial.com. The Wealth Store, helping you plan a bright future.
If I traded it all.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Deborah Olson, and she is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. Call in here. Get entered in to win. We're letting everyone get entered in to win a book. Our number here is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. And you don't have to be a woman to call in either because, you know, men, you know women, and you know how women, this would be a wonderful gift to give to somebody, even been your mommy if you wanted to, your sister, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I want to give out your website, which is Deborah-Olson.com. You can go there. You can check her out there. The book's received many, many awards. And what I love about the book, too, is the way that you've done each chapter and how after each chapter, there's sort of a discussion questions that you can talk. Well, mm-hmm. if you're in a group, you can do it, or even with yourself. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. I really designed this with book clubs in mind, and so at the end of each chapter are discussion questions that are quite thought-provoking, and I've had book clubs actually contact me through email from other states saying things like, we're doing your book in our book club right now, and we just have to compliment you on the thought-provoking questions. You have really caused us to examine our own friendships in new ways that we never have before, and they told me, one group in Omaha, Nebraska told me they had spent 2.5 hours just looking at the discussion questions, which brought in so many different discussions of friendships that these ladies were dealing with and they were sharing with each other. And this book club that was only supposed to go about 1.5 hours ended up being, I don't know, 3 hours or more because of the discussion questions. So they are really thought-provoking.
They really are. And if you do have a book club and you want to do something very different, and you're just going to really get a lot out of it. This book is empowering in some ways. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. It is empowering because it really, it enlightens female connection in a different and new way that what people come up and tell me is, I've never thought about this like this before, because it goes deep and the discussion questions dive deep, and that's the beauty of them, is you start to really examine things that you never examined before.
You know which one I connected with a lot, because now I've gotten older and my friendships, some of my friendships have gone away because they've passed away,
yes,
which is kind of sad, but How to Make New Friends.
Yes.
And it's harder as you get older. That's one of the hardest things to do. What about that? What do you think?
Yes, definitely. So definitely making new friends is a challenge for a lot of people because they maybe are shy or they just have trouble putting themselves out there and being vulnerable. But I do talk in the book about different ways and suggestions to reach out and maybe see if you can find some new friendships. I personally did all those things that I'm asking people to try and do. I don't ever ask people to do things I haven't already tried. And we moved to a different part of Houston a decade ago, and I left really deep friendships back behind at the suburb that we lived at. I still see those people, but it's different because I'm an hour away now. I had to reach out and make myself just put myself out there and go for it and see what happened. And because I did that, I answered an ad that was on the Nextdoor app one day, and there was a lady looking to start a new little friendship group. She'd lost a best friend to death, and she said, I need friends. Anybody out there want to make a new friend and start a little group of maybe we meet for a glass of wine, we go have dinner? Well, I was one of those people, and she had over 200 people respond to her ad on Nextdoor within 20 minutes. So that tells me that there are people out there who are lonely. They're longing for a new friend, and they're willing to say, me too, I want to be in this friendship group. So I'm still really close with this group of ladies 4 years later. We are best friends, and we walk through life together, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
The book is called The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. You can check her out on her website, which is Deborah-Olson.com. Call in here. It's a beautiful book. It is a beautiful book to give either for yourself or give it to your sister, your mother, a girlfriend, anyone that you want to give to. They're going to love it. If you have a book club, this is a wonderful book to discuss. Our number here, 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. We think we're out of COVID, but we're really not. You know, we're not 100%, right?
Right.
Where I think a lot of us have, you know, lost friends from friends that might have passed away, but also, you know, some of them now are not coming in like they used to. We're not traveling. And so sometimes out of sight, out of mind. So things kind of fizzle and kind of, you know, go away. I find that a lot. You know, there's so many reasons that, but for right now too, we're not out of it 100%. Another good reason to read it, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things about the book is that it really opens people's eyes to all new concepts that they maybe hadn't really been introduced to before. One of the concepts in the book, I talk about intimacy, and I designed my own intimacy pyramid, which has several levels that, you know, you build the foundation with trust and all those things that we have to have in place before we really feel that we've reached a point of intimacy with this friend where we can be vulnerable and really share with them in an authentic way. So I have an actual intimacy pyramid that's my diagram on one of the pages in the book, and it goes through all the levels of vulnerability and openness and authenticity and all the things you have to have intimacy in a friendship. And that whole chapter is very eye-opening to people because they hadn't thought about the intimacy piece before. And then the other thing I did is I designed my own friendship circles that are the different levels of friendship, and it's from the outer level of acquaintances all the way to the inner core, which is the BFFs. And I talk about those different levels and what each part plays in our life. Not all friendships have been designed equally. We can't have 20 best friends, you know, that we're really, I would say, intimate best friends with. We have a lot of maybe casual friends, and we have outer circle friends, but to have a BFF, that's usually a handful of people in your life that you go to in a moment of crisis and you bare your soul. So I talk about the different levels of friendship with my diagram of circles, which is called the Olson Friendship Framework, and it's all authentic work. It's new stuff that I designed. So the book has all of that in it that you can't get, you know, anything else quite like that other places.
Well, there's a reason why it's won 6 awards.
Yes.
And it's wonderful. And all of that information about her is on the website, which is Deborah-Olson.com. Call in here and get the book, and you'll love it. And it's a book that not only, like, I'm going to talk about women right now too, about women. And you know, I know so many of us, women who have really, we do it all. Do you? I mean, we really do. And I have some friends that I admire for what they do. And I'm thrilled to have them as friends. And not every one of them are best friends. As a matter of fact, you know, I don't think everybody has a lot of best friends, like you said. One, because it's a special type of a friend that you can know that you can talk to about absolutely anything.
Yeah.
Again, if you have a book club, this is a great book. You kind of wrote it for that, but you don't need to have one to do it. But how much fun is it to do it anyway? And I like the idea too about if you haven't got a lot of friends right now, reach out. There's a great way of doing that and starting a little bit of a group meeting for coffee or whatever. Again, this book is called Healing Power of Girlfriends: How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connection. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, the other thing I want to say is there's a part at the back of the book towards the end where I talk about the people who've impacted my life, my own personal friends, and I talk about what part they've played in my life story. And I called it the name of the chapter is Lasting Legacies in Friendship. It's chapter 9. And I have them categorized, and because I was in nursing first, I have a subcategory of nurse friends, and I name Kim and Julie and Kathy and Mary. I name the people that I knew from my nursing days at Methodist Hospital in Omaha, and I talk about what part they played in my life story. And tomorrow happens to be National Nurses Day.
Oh, happy National Nurses Day.
Yes, and I just want to say that I wrote a little blog for my website about what it meant to me personally to be a nurse and what part that's played in my life story. And I want to give a shout out today, if I could, Carol, mm-hmm. to all of the nurses out there, female or male, all the nurses out there. Tomorrow is your day, National Nurses Day, and where would life be today if we didn't have these wonderful, compassionate, caring, kind people who give their lives to make a difference in the lives of others. So
I couldn't agree. Yes, thank you for your service, because without you guys, where would we be?
Yes.
But without our friends, without people, one of the things I know the most is isolation is the worst thing for people. We have to have friends. This is a wonderful, beautiful book. Give it to yourself. It's a great gift, whether it's to a sister, whether it's just to a friend, whether it's to your mother. The number to call here for it is 602-277-5369. Toll free, it's 1-866-536-1100. The book has won 6 awards, and there's a good reason for it. It's The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. You could check her out on her website and all her information, her blog, go to it as well. It's Deborah-Olson.com. Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Be mine across that line if I traded it all.